have now here two presentations, and the two presentations are from speakers here at the university, and the first presentation is here by Sebastian Scheler. Sebastian, please start your work.
Okay, so I'm glad to be here first of all, and today I will introduce an Exoticle-based package as an interface to the OpenAI API. So what was the motivation behind it? Well, the recent months and years, one can see that LLMs have become a major business driver. For example, when you watch the NVIDIA share, you will see high increase during the last year, for example. Why is that? It's because they have to provide the infrastructure, because of course these LLMs are now widely used. One can say it's a mega trend. But there are also some disadvantages, of course, like in every technology. For example, they are actually quickly purchased by companies and also public institutions, but miserably integrated into the existing system environments. And actually, one needs to say they are in the end thrown at its end users without them being even trained. So there's no training beforehand. And what are the consequences now? So first of all, the inconsistent user interfaces. The users have to switch to another environment. We see it, for example, let's say in the Asia OpenAI world, you have to use this Asia user interface, and it's of course inconsistent with everything you use on a daily basis. The next, it introduces mostly complex workflows. For example, you have to run them on a completely different platform, so there's no integration at all. Then you have to log in there, and maybe you have also then this annoying, I don't want to say annoying because it's of course, it has its right to be here, but sometimes it's just annoying, this MFA. For example, also here in the Microsoft world. And what does it lead to as well? In decreased productivity, the users in the end, because they have not been trained on it, they do not even know how to use the tool. So, what's the purpose of this package and also of this presentation? So first of all, I plan to provide the OpenACS users with an integrated, modern, and extensible interface to the OpenAI models, first of all. And second, also, to contribute to the perception of OpenACS as a platform which addresses the today's challenges and trends. Okay, what was now the approach? So, first of all, it's based on the ExoWiki platform, and let's say you have here an ExoWiki page, which is a document, more or less, and you can include there, they are called includelets there, which are actually reusable code to some extent, like components in React. So you have this includelet, and what does it do? It requires a user interface, and it provides as a parameter the model variant. And it requires it to the OpenAI interface class. And this class returns then the markup and the JavaScript. And then what happens when a user wants to do actually a prompt to the for example, a GPT model or whatever? So the user sends a prompt, and we call here an internal API. And we have them defined using the what is it called? The NSRegister proc, exactly. Yeah. And this web callable API endpoint instantiates then an object of the OpenAI class, which is a subclass of the Exo REST interface. And then, of course, this interface calls then the REST endpoint at openai.com, and we use here NSHTTP run. Exactly. And then we get something delivered back in an HTTP response, and we post-process this response also. So we look up the status code, and depending on the status code, of course, then we perform another action or another set of actions. And in the end, we want to serve the contents back. So that's actually everything, nothing special in it. It's plain, it's simple. Okay, so let's do a quick demo. So I have here the package manager with all my packages, and also here I have this OpenAI package here installed, and it's also already mounted. And what it is basically, this package is a subclass of the XOVF package, which is in turn again a subclass of the XOWiki package. And this XOWiki package has a significant characterism, which is that you can subclass it. Okay. And here, so when you install this package, there's already one page created, and it's the ChatGPT page. So it's created during the install. And what does it contain? It just contains this includelet, which does actually everything from the markup. Then and it also provides you then with the ability to perform these requests to the OpenAI API. Okay, so this is one use case here. Another use case that we have, I just switched the package. And let's say I'm now in the XOWiki package and I want to create a new page here. I have to log in first. And I create myself a new page here and I name it, I don't know, conference GPT would be the title, and I include this includelet here. Say okay, and then I have the chat interface here. And what I can say here is, I can start a conversation, and I can say what is OpenACS. Exactly. And it provides me with an answer. But thanks. Thanks. But there's another use case. And actually, I have to say, I was not sure if I wanted to do it, but since we are actually, our team is a major user of the .learn package, it should be there actually. And I was messing about it the last days actually, and to include it as a .learn applet. But I must have done something wrong, and as a matter of fact, I did something wrong. But yesterday, after some good food and some beers, it came to me what I did wrong, and in the end, I managed it. So you have here your .learn interface. And I have here one class where I am a member in. And I go here. And concerning the interface, there's as far as I can see it, there's one button or whatever missing, which is where you can administrate the community. But it's not a problem. Let's just say one community admin. And you can manage your applets here. So an applet is basically nothing else but a package that you can mount in your community. And it's a package instance for itself. Also, if this package has some package parameters to be set, you can set them individually just only for this applet here. And as you can see, in this community, the OpenAI applet is mounted. So what I will say here is, in this community, ExoOpenAI, and I have it also here, and it's also when the package instance is mounted is in this community. Of course, also the default defined page called ChatGPT comes with it, and I can use it right off the box here. And I can say, I don't know, whatever.
Great question. Ask that, please.
Let's see. Yeah. The thing is, one should always review the answer it gives, of course, and then it's a good helper tool. Okay, that was the demo. So, let's summarize. What we have here is basically a prototype with basic support currently only for GPT models. We have a secure credential storage and handling. We can do it in two ways. First, in the Navi server configuration, as I did it in this prototype, or you can also set package parameters. And there's a small image here how you can do it. So, for every package instance, there will be three parameters to be set, and one can say, look them up, and if they are empty, then look up the Navi server configuration. So what are the usage options? It's clear, the standalone package, XOVF based, use it as an XOVK includelet, or in fact, as a .learn applet. But there's also a lot of work to do, especially in the future. I mean, they will extend their APIs as well, and what we have to do here is other models to be supported, and also other APIs. For example, now they have a beta version released of this assistance API. Let's see what we can do here. And also, they added a new parameter to the chat completion API, which is the stream parameter, which means that one can, in fact, receive this responses via the server send events. This would also be interesting to look into because, first of all, you could have then this effect that you have currently in the web app of ChatGPT, where your response comes back word for word or so. And maybe it has also an effect on the performance, but we will have to look this up when we have it implemented. And also, maybe it would be a chance to get the package in the end listed on this libraries page here. I will just open it. And they have some of course, libraries they made by themselves, but also some community libraries for various different languages and also frameworks. For example, also here for Node.js. Yeah, and it would be a chance, I mean, to be seen there. So, another important part is, I believe, the AI and the responsibility. This is my last slide. Okay. Because, of course, also in the university environment, we have our observations. And the first thing is language models are actually nothing more than mathematical abstractions of provided data. I mean, that's what a model is. And I didn't say here real world facts of provided data. Why? Because if I feed the model with wrong data, it doesn't display the situation as is. And what are the observations that we have made in the last months? First of all, the people have somewhat unrealistic expectations. They say something in the direction, if I cannot solve it, the AI will solve it. And if you see here the hype cycle of Gartner, generative AI is currently in the phase of peak inflated expectations. So that says it all. And also, there are some incorrect perceptions. First of all, concerning the internals of these models, for example, how they work. And also, on the capabilities of these models. And they're often referred to as DAI, DAI. It will solve it, as it was, as it is somewhat out there, just as Skynet came up with the Terminator, something in that direction. Yeah. And of course, what does it lead to? I mean, in the end, it leads to some just ill-considered usage. We have students. I mean, I'm still a student. I'm doing my master. And sometimes a colleague just talks to me to say, yeah, I mean, you have this essay to write. How are you going to do it? Ah, I will just ChatGPT write, let it write. But I mean, and then I say, what about the outcome? I mean, will you review it or whatever? You have to place some sources into your essay. Or, yeah, and these are the questions which are actually then hard to answer for the colleagues, you know. And also data privacy issues. I mean, when you we have especially to do with products in the e-learning environment, and when you look up some third-party products, for example. Let's say it's an examination platform, and they have some features regarding proctoring, which should be actually a quality assurance tool. They state there that the face recognition will be supported by the AI. And then I come up with the question, but what does it mean? I mean, will the images of our students will they be used for training your model? Where is your model hosted and all that kind of stuff? And mostly because these are just marketing people and they do not know too much about the internals, the answers are not in the expected quality, let's say. Yeah. And what would be a more rational usage approach, at least in my opinion? We can see this tool as a bicycle for the mind. But on the other hand, we should in fact never question the superiority of the individual in the end. Yeah, I guess that's the thing. And yeah, I mean the thing is we should not, as a society maybe, especially in this case, let us being driven by this technology so much that it influences us so much, but rather to try to understand it, how it works, and what can we take from it. Yeah. So therefore, I stole this sentence from a commercial from BMW some years ago, but I guess it makes a point here, and therefore I say I took it into the presentation. Don't be driven by technology, drive it. Yeah. So questions.
Thank you very much. You were the first, the fastest one.
Thank you. I have two questions. First of all, technically, how do you feed to OpenAI that the session is together? So that your first question and second question is, I would say, linked. Because if you have many people at the same time, the requests will probably come from your server altogether. How does OpenAI know or get informed that this is one question stream and this is another?
This is, to be honest, so to your second question maybe first. This is, for example, that I have to look into. Yeah, and I get your point. What do you do if there are multiple users? Yeah, but in the end, it will probably be the case that, as it is, for example, here the case, we also have this Asia OpenAI product, and so the user is in the end the whole organization and not basically the end user. So you provide this organization then some credentials, and the end users use them on behalf, or the application uses them on behalf of the, yeah. So that's this. And what was your first question?
No, that was the conversation. The second I haven't cast yet.
Okay. But concerning the other aspect, the conversation management.
It's both the same question, actually.
I mean, this is just a prototype, and I was thinking about already some months ago about implementing a conversation manager where you can manage. And also, maybe you want to store these messages in the database, as we do already in the chat. So, the infrastructure is already there. Maybe something that we should also discuss then is how to integrate it with already existing code, like the chat is. It's very similar actually, but the backend is quite different.
Okay, my other remark: I liked CT Journal wrote, OpenAI is great. Now nobody speaks nonsense anymore about value chains. Okay, blockchain, sorry, yeah. It's in general with AI, it is a mathematical method of most answers win. For example, AI cannot extrapolate. For example, if you have the information 1 and 1 gives 2 and 10 and 10 gives 20, OpenAI can in principle not answer your question, what is 20 plus 20? Because it's outside, it can only go interpolate, not extrapolate. And yeah, so that point of learning and so on is, I think, way important. Yeah, it is impressive technology, but that it is a mass data squeezing technology is basically the feature. Thank you.
Exactly, yeah. There's one.
I actually have used the OpenAI API before, and I think for the conversation management, there may be an easy solution. But I have another question. How do you plan to use this embedded GPT version? Like, you would need to train it with additional data, right? What data do you have in mind for that? Or is it just like an alternative user interface for now?
You can, of course.
Yep.
That would be something for the future to be considered. But for the time being, it's just an additional user interface. And The thing is, why I integrated it, for example, in XOVF, which is actually a heavy package concerning the functionality. It provides a wide range of functionality, and but you, for example, you can there do workflows, and you can bind this model in at some point, and I guess it's the right place to be for the moment.
But maybe I can also answer your question from another angle. I mean, I'm one of the authors of the most sold book on business informatics. There were, I think, 500,000 copies of this book were sold. And there's a German professor combining this also with ChatGPT, and they're defining a local model based on ChatGPT. And therefore, the question is how to deal with the publisher, which is not so easy because some of the rights has the publisher, some of the rights have the authors, and it is at the end some kind of a longer kind of heuristic discussion of what can be done or not. Especially this is a large publisher, it's Dick Reuter, and they want to have one solution is for all of their books, whatever they have, therefore it also doesn't make it easier. But it's something which I think is going to come. And the really appealing part is there that you can use the base, more or less, language model. You can extend it with, let's say, your textbook and use this textbook afterwards for many purposes. Cool stuff, for example, like it can, based on this textbook, what is the answer to this question? Or you can also use the framework to say, provide me with 5 questions concerning this aspect. And this works actually quite well. I mean, it's just on small examples there, but you can use it. And you can also use it afterwards for let's say, giving students a feedback. If they provide an answer, you can say, why is this answer correct or not correct? And certainly, it is not completely true always, but it also is commented. And you need certainly something like a mentor who is looking at the thing. But still, if you have many students and students work in different times and they learn how to treat this answer, this is not the absolute truth, but it is some approximation of what can be found from this, I think it's very useful. And it will be coming in various places. And I also know that Microsoft is addressing several universities in Germany for very similar projects. I mean, this is something which will come in some way.
And they will probably be very successful if history is any indication.
Yeah, the question is, what are the textbooks, where they're coming from, who is the writer? I think this heuristic questions are certainly something which is the first hurdle to take. But if it's there, I think it's a useful tool. I mean, it's something like whatever. It's like Google is a useful tool. And you shouldn't take the answers from Google as to be granted, because you know it might suck up some kind of completely nonsense and that you might get the thing you're looking for. But you have also to train the students to distinguish what's crap and what's good. And you get good suggestions out of this. And it's the same thing. I mean, also you have to learn on the street, somebody tells you something, you don't think it's the truth. I mean, it may be the truth or not, but you have to judge it. And this is something you can train the students. And I think for this, it's certainly some kind of a help, of kind of a tutor or whatever. Yeah. Neophytos?
So just a suggestion for future work, because ExoWiki has all these content items, the articles. You could use RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation, search the articles of the ExoWiki and say, based on the search results, how would you answer this question? And then you can do an open question if there are no results, or say, I don't know. Just
exactly,
a recommendation.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Also, templating is, I think, a good thing. To have good prompts and fill in into the prompts contents from your course or from the pages you find there and so on, or from student feedback.
Okay. Then, I mean, I have still
okay.
one last thing, so to say.
One more thing.
I mean, Mr. Neumann introduced me last year as the youngest member of the Learn team, and I guess it's my pleasure now to introduce the next youngest member of the Learn team. I want to introduce her to Mario. It's a colleague of ours in the Learn team. And without his... And I strongly believe that without his generous help concerning the technical setup here, this wouldn't have been possible in this way. So please give him a big hand. So thanks.
Thank you, Sebastian.